would love to call you back just as soon as I can.
The mailbox is full and cannot...
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. And yesterday, well, actually it was this morning, a gentleman who is, I think, 30 years old, he and I, he asked for, in this kitchen here, and he asked, can I have a couple of bananas? And, you know, it was kind of like, sure, obviously I eat them too. And because we have horsed around with each other in, you know, verbally and things of that nature. And so I handed the bananas and we talked about silly things and whatnot. And in the silly conversation, he and I both started jumping up and down, you know, flapping our arms like monkeys. And thought about that. Here's a guy who's, assuming it's correct, he's 30 years old. We played around like a couple of kids. But he's young enough to be my, not just clearly my son, but even my grandson. And I thought about that. You know, obviously an old guy, relative, compared to another James I know, James Williams, my actual grandson, who I've never met, who's a bit younger. And I find it interesting. Here I was jumping around, horsing around with a guy. We were playing like kids. It's something that granddaddy would do with his grandson. And my family says no. Yeah, it hurts. Yes, it hurts. I did watch... apparently, some have made some other issues. I've seen some commentary which on this really twisted what was said. But apparently, Vladimir Putin gave an interview, and one of the things that was discussed was the interview he gave to Tucker Carlson. And he did say it wasn't, you know, he was expecting something more difficult, and it wasn't, which, you know, I don't think you would... I mean, again, the U.S. and Russia are rather different countries. We're in sad shape. But the one where he's, the title on there is He Knew What He Was Doing. Because obviously Tucker Carlson has received a whole lot of flack domestically from interviewing a foreign leader. And it's been commented by several. You know, this is the thing that, including Tucker Carlson, obviously, this is the thing that journalists are supposed to do whenever they can, go and talk to the leaders in very, very, you know, political, scientific, you know, sports, whatever. You want to hear the people from both sides. That would be, you know, a rational form of journalism. But he's condemned for it because we cannot give the other side. And the other comment in there, there's a second video, and I don't remember which had it, or if they both had it, because the analogy was made with Julian Assange. And that was the reference for what he knew what he was doing. Because Julian Assange, who is somewhat of a journalist, because, you know, I did watch his interview program many years ago, where he did interview people from all over the world who were... politically difficult, shall we say. You know, it was interesting. But obviously that was a no-no. And he's been in prison now for a whole long time. A whole long time. And that's a concern. And, of course, the suggestion here is, has Tucker Carlson set himself up for the same thing? Considering he has a lot more money behind him and a bigger audience that I think would stand with him, I don't think he would face the same thing as Assange is, But I wonder what will transpire. I don't know when he's leaving, but apparently he also did again, I don't watch his program, but RT, you know, he has his video channel and Twitter and so forth. But he did a little blurb that RT reproduced. No graffiti, no filth, and no foul smell. He went to the subway train station in Moscow. And in the video, they show some clips of similar places in like New York City, and it's different. You know, because I remember being in the train stations, the Bahnhof, in Wiesbaden and Frankfurt and Hamburg, in Bonn, other places. And, you know, it's not that you can eat off the floor, but it's clean. And, you know, it's not the same. And the cultural decline in so many ways in the U.S., this is an indicator of it. You know, and of course, again, the contrast, if you can use that contrast, the way people treat public areas. And of course, there is, you know, Putin's comment about parent one, parent two. We don't want that. We want mom and dad. Because, you know, obviously in the U.S., we have parent one and parent two. Or, I guess if you subscribe to the institutional church over the clear commands of the Lord, you just have mom. Get rid of the dad. And don't talk with him. You know, you treat him like Assange and Tucker Carlson. You don't want to hear. Can't hear. Plug your ears. Close your heart. One other thing, because it reminded me, and I'll give you the link again, of the interview that Tucker Carlson did, I think it was November, with Julian Assange. And, you know, I found that interesting that he actually got to see him. Cameras weren't allowed, so there's no recording of the event. He was able to talk about it, which I have. But the other thing is, there's no Christianity involved with the Assange family. As you know, nothing is shown. Yet apparently there's love. Because Assange's lady goes through a whole lot of effort to see him. My wife, a woman who at least one time claimed to be a follower of Christ, the only word she has for me is goodbye. It hurts. It hurts. My lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, in spite of what's happened, you're my one and only, as I said yesterday, my one and only Valentine. I love you, and I ask for you back.